and hope to all people. Good morning. It's wonderful to see you all this morning. If you look at the announcements in the bulletin, if you would like a paper copy of the 2016 annual report, there are some with, I think, peach or orange kind of front in the back of the sanctuary. Notice that there's next Saturday an Aging in Grace program that's going to be at the Pines, Pine Glen Senior Apartments. There is a United Methodist Women board meeting immediately following worship, and there's also a Staff Parish Relations Committee meeting immediately following worship today. And if you're not on either of those and would like to spend some more time in church today, you could come this afternoon to the piano recital that Marty is having for her students this year. Note that the trustees are meeting Monday night at 7, and the United Methodist Women's Salad Supper will be Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. There's all kinds of information on the inside about that. And the SOFAs will meet at 9:30 on Wednesday morning. And where will you be meeting? Oh, okay. That's me. Yeah, that was okay. Thank you. At the Blue Spoon. Please sign the attendance pad and pass that down. And are there other announcements that need to be made this morning? Okay.
Please join me in our praise. Listen. Can you hear the wind?
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Look, can you see the dancing flames?
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Can you hear the message in a language you can understand?
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Do you see the vision? Can you dream the dreams?
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come, let Pentecost become real in our lives today. Come and worship our God who sent the Spirit to touch us and transform us into Pentecost people. Remain seated and join singing Sweet, Sweet Spirit in the Red Hymnals 334. Will you stand and join me in our prayer together? Spirit of God, we long to be open to your presence in our church and in our lives. We hear the amazing story of Pentecost this morning, but we've heard it so many times before. It is so familiar. We've ceased to be amazed and surprised and are filled with excitement. Forgive us for our complacency. Blow us out of our complacency. Let the flames of passion dance in our lives. Help us appreciate each gift you give. Fill us with your wind and fire, that we might be in living and again hear words as was the first time, that they might touch us anew. Give us vision, the dreams of what you long for in your creation, that we might live your reality. Come, Spirit, come into our worship, into our church, into our very selves. Amen. Please stand in receiving mercy. God has promised to send us the Spirit that we might know fully God's presence in the world and in our lives. Know that the Spirit of forgiveness and understanding flows over us this day and always. Amen. Remain standing and join singing us in the Black Hymnal 2268 as we gathered at your table. Thank you.
Good morning. Hi there. You know, we're celebrating something this morning in church that is kind of, I hear, difficult for children to understand. Have you ever heard of Pentecost before? Okay. It's kind of the birthday of the church. Sometimes people have birthday cakes on Pentecost Sunday, and they share it with everyone in the church. It says, "Happy birthday, church." Okay? Why do we celebrate birthdays? You have to share your cake? You don't think you could eat a whole cake by yourself?
No.
No. Okay. So but what does a birthday mean? You celebrate with family. Okay. Do you celebrate? What happened on your birthday? What happened? Okay. What happened on your first birthday? You don't remember, do you?
I got messy.
Huh? You got messy? Do you remember what happened on your first birthday? No? Let me tell you.
And I stick my finger in the cake.
Yeah, that's what. I've got pictures of my kids with their hands in their cake on their first birthday. Okay. Your birthday, we celebrate the day you were born. Okay? How many birthdays have you had, Alice? How old are you?
Four.
So you've had four birthdays. And how many birthdays have you had?
Six.
You've had the same amount of birthdays?
Yeah, we're twins.
I kind of knew that, yeah. Okay. Okay, so that means 6 years ago was the day that you were born. 4 years ago was when you were born. Okay? So we celebrate. Huh?
I was born before him.
You were born before he was? Oh, so you're older. Okay.
Yeah. Both
but you know something? That happens with every twin. Every set of twins. There's one that's born before the other.
One taller than
him. Yeah. Okay. So if we celebrate that you were born, what do we celebrate on Pentecost? What was born on Pentecost?
God?
Nope.
No. Oh, Jesus.
Ooh. We celebrate the birthday of the church.
Oh.
Okay. So do we celebrate just this church?
No.
Have you ever seen any other churches, church buildings?
I've been in a lot of churches before.
You have? Okay. And so we So we celebrate the churches all over the world, the Christian churches, don't we? We celebrate that the Holy Spirit came, and when the Holy Spirit came, all of a sudden, those disciples who were afraid weren't afraid anymore. Oh, I got into the part that's hard to understand. Yeah. Okay. But so what we do today though is we celebrate the birthday of the church. So do you know the birthday song? Okay, so we're gonna sing happy birthday to the church, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you. How old? Oh, you know how old it is? It's almost 2,000 years old.
What the? Like 100.
Yeah.
Like 2 billion.
Yeah. Well, it's all more than any of us can remember. Can anyone remember 2,000 years ago? Nope. There's no one here who remembers. Okay. So let's have a prayer, shall we? Okay, you want to repeat after me? Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
For the birthday of the church.
Birthday of the church.
Because. This is our home.
This is our home.
Our church home.
Our church home.
We thank you.
We thank you.
Because. Through the church.
Through the church.
We come to know you.
We come to know you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming up here.
Our first reading will be Acts chapter 2, 1 through 29. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind. It filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devoted Jews from every nation under heavens living in Jerusalem. And at that sound, the crowd gathered and were bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native tongues? The Parthians, Medes, Elamites, as well as residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the region of Libya bordering Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts in Galilee, Cretans and Arabs. Speaking in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds and power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." Peter addressed the crowd. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who lived in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what we spoke through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even among all my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. And I will show portents to in the heaven above and the signs of the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Our music, we have special music today.
Yep, right over here.
According to the Bible, we were created for the praise of God's glory. So I'm going to ask you to join me because this song has parts of it that echo. So let's practice just a line. I will worship.
I will worship.
With all of my heart.
With all of my heart.
You got it. The chorus doesn't have an echo. If you know it, please sing it with me. And let's go. I will worship.
I will worship.
With all of my heart.
With all of my heart.
I will praise you.
I will praise you.
With all of my strength.
With all of my strength.
I will seek you.
All of my days.
And I will follow all of your ways. praise. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Second reading is John chapter 7, 37 through 39. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, let us know the power of your Holy Spirit as your word is proclaimed. Give me mouth to speak and give us ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. As I look at the scripture from Acts today, there's two things that it tells me. The first is that God gives power for the people. Today the scripture proclaims that the promise is being kept, the prophecy is being fulfilled. Jesus is saying, God's going to be doing something new, and all the disciples need to do is wait in Jerusalem for that. The scripture reminds us that there's people from Jewish men and converts to Judaism from all over. And we heard where they were from Kevin. Now, why were there that many people in Jerusalem on that day? There's three times during the year that Jewish males were commanded to appear before the Lord their God. The Lord their God was in Jerusalem. So there was a pilgrim festival going on. It was called the Feast of Weeks. That's why there were so many there to hear and to see what happened with the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that something big, something amazing, something heretofore unseen was going to happen. Something was needed to happen. And the Greek word that is used for what was happening, for power, is dunamis. We hear that, the same root word is used when we hear about something dynamic happening, or when we hear about dynamite. Dynamic and dynamite have power, explosive, expansive power. And that was what was happening in the church's life and the church's ministry through the Holy Spirit. That power was delivered on Pentecost. And then the church was empowered for the people with a purpose. Do you remember in the 1960s in the United States, there were young people who began speaking and writing power to the people as they were rebelling against what they perceived as oppression by the older generation, and some of us even called them the establishment. And it's been difficult for some of us of that age to realize that now we are the establishment. The Black Panthers used the slogan, "All power to the people," to protest against the rich ruling class and their domination of society. There were pro-democratic students who used that same protest against America's military presence in Vietnam. Power to the people is what we said. But God was doing something different, because God gives power for the people. It's not something that we are supposed to receive and hold on to. This is very different than what was happening in the 1960s. It's very different from what happens with the power elite today, because the power is not for those who are in power, but our power is to benefit those who have none. It's not to be used for those of us in power to stay in power. And with today's political climate, there's a lot that is being said about power. And I think very often, many of us might feel that we are powerless. But our reality is that we, even when we're feeling powerless, have much more power than those who don't have a place to sleep, those who go to bed hungry, those who have bombs dropping around them all of the time. So relatively speaking, the scripture speaks to us as well, because we do have power. The Holy Spirit's power, which came for the people, was very different, because it has the power to move us from what separates us to the one who can bring us together. The Holy Spirit helps us move beyond the differences in our language or our race or our gender or our age, even our socioeconomics, because it is Jesus who can bring us together. Robert Kopp wrote a commentary on this, and he said, "I experienced the unifying power of Christianity while serving as an interim pastor at Grace Presbyterian Church in Toledo, Ohio. At the beginning of my first sermon, I said, God doesn't like black churches. God doesn't like white churches. God doesn't like red or brown or yellow or any kind of church that prevents people from coming together through him. Jesus didn't live and die and resurrect himself to keep us apart from each other. God's purpose was to enable us to experience unity here and now in how we live together, how we exist on this earth, as well as to know unity eternally through him. And then Robert Kopp says, it wasn't before long that African-American congregation had become rainbow colored. When asked how white and black and rich and poor could come together in life and ministry, he would say, it's easy for people to come together through Jesus. People who are attracted to Jesus alone and not some kind of cultural or parochial prejudice will be attracted to each other. Color does not matter when we see each other through the eyes of Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit that draws people together in the name of Jesus. It happened on Pentecost. It happened in Toledo. It can happen anywhere, he writes. It is only the power which God can give can make this happen, because we can always find reasons to stay separated. I don't like that person's voice. I don't like how he treats people. I don't. Those things keep us separated. It is only the power of God that can make us one. God gives power for the people. And God does that with a purpose. The second point made in the scripture today. We've all watched the Olympics. We know their purpose for being. We know that those athletes give everything, give their all so that they can cross the line first, so that they can be the fastest or they can get the most points. That is the purpose of the Olympics, to win a gold or silver or bronze medal. There's a story about a race at the Special Olympics. As they were running, the first person, the one who was in the lead, stopped right before they crossed the line. And as each person was running, they stopped right before they crossed the line. And the one who was furthest in back, when that person got up close to them, they all took hands, joined hands, and they crossed the line together. Nobody wanted to win at the expense of the others. They had a different purpose than the regular Olympics. The church was empowered on the day of Pentecost with a purpose. And that purpose has not changed in the last 2,000 years. That purpose is to invite everyone to experience the good news through faith in Jesus Christ. Our Lord does not want anyone left behind. That's why the Holy Spirit came in Jesus and continues to come through his Holy Spirit. Jesus wants us to cross the finish line together. that purpose prompted Peter to preach, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." That leaves us with questions. Do you believe that the Spirit that is God was in Jesus Christ? Do you believe that? Do you believe that Jesus' life teaches us how we are to live? Do you believe that of our own power, we always come upon our limitations and that means that we fall short? Do you believe that the Spirit of God present in Jesus is not only available to us, but is given to us here and now for all time? This is the faith that we proclaim. This is the faith that those girls and young man proclaimed last week. Everyone is invited and included through faith. It doesn't matter who or when or where or what. We're all included. And that's what Pentecost tells us. And that is good news, the good news with which God entrusted the church. That is our purpose. That's why God gave power to God's people so that we can dream God's dream. The power of the Holy Spirit was poured out on people in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. It's the same power being poured out on churches in our time. So what does that mean for this community in which we live? What does that mean for this church of Jesus Christ? And what does it mean for the hungry, the poor, the oppressed, the homeless, those in prison? Because some of those folks are us. Amen. I invite the ushers to come and receive the gifts, the tithes, the offerings that we present to God through the church this day.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Lord of wind and fire, of hope and mercy, we ask that you bless these gifts today. We praise you for them and ask that you cause them to be your, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I forgot to say anything about the worship at Whitwin on July 2nd. We will be worshiping with Blackhawk and Denzer at 10 o'clock on that Sunday. I'll let you read this. Know that we are providing transportation for anyone who would like a ride out there and back. Are there any concerns that are not printed in the bulletin, joys or concerns? Yes. Next Sunday at Honey Creek, the Salem Church is going to have Swiss singers there. Okay. 1 o'clock door opens. Okay. Let us pray. In these moments of silence, help us to clear the clutter, O God, and center our praise and our thanksgiving on you. Lord, listen to your children praying. As we celebrate your spirit, which unites people everywhere, people of every color, of every language, of every nation, we celebrate the peace of Christ that ties us together. We celebrate the peace of Christ that allows us to be vehicles of reconciliation in this church and in the world. We celebrate that the church, the Spirit, moves us to nurture one another, to challenge one another, to celebrate with one another. We celebrate with the people of this church who have been touched by the winds of your Spirit. May the mighty wind of your Spirit lift us all to higher visions, to greater dreams, and to renewed strength. May we be opened today to that new creation you seek to bring about within and among and around us. Hear our prayer for those whose names we have lifted to you. Hear our prayer for those who need healing of body, mind, spirit, or emotion. Heal us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, that we might be dynamic in this world in which you have put us. We pray this and all that's on our hearts in Jesus' name, and we pray as he taught us, our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Would you turn to page 9 in the hymnal? The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all your company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and the cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. This is a feast which God prepares for all who love God. This morning we will be having communion by intinction. That means you will come up down the center aisle making two lines, and there will be four of us who will be serving you. If you have a gluten intolerance, we do have gluten-free wafers. Just let me know about that, and that means come on this side because I will have them over here. I invite the ushers to come forward. God has prepared for us a feast. Come and eat. Be filled.
Spirit. I'm the body of Christ. Mary, the body of Christ. Let us pray.
Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 347. 347, Spirit Song. Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love, and may you be able to feel and understand as all God's children how long, how wide, how deep, and how high God's love really is, and to experience that love for yourselves, though it is so great that you will never see the end of it or fully nor understand it. And so at last you will be filled up with God himself. Amen.